Today we're going to talk about Keith Haring. I don't know if you guys are what age, but if you remember Keith Haring, he was in the era of New York hanging out with Andy Warhol, spending time down in the tunnel, that's the club, going around doing a lot of graffiti on any platform that he can get, any wall he can find, any subway train he could find, dumpsters he could find. So a little background about him is that he had a lot to say. So here's his candle collection, which is kind of interesting. I'm going to just make a couple of references about some of the meanings on these, and then tell you about the fragrances and go from there. So the most iconic one, this is where he started. This is his two men holding up a heart. This is when he started his first sort of foray into the AIDS epidemic. He was big on the AIDS Foundation. He had this big run on the sentence, crack is whack. He's the one who invented that. So after this, which is, this is his most tame sexual visual, it gets really bad after this, bad meaning explicit. But this is his first one, which is now turned into a candle. Look at that. Keith Haring, if we can focus. Oops, here we are. So beautiful, beautifully executed. I am not going to describe the fragrances this time. They were, God, this has got some cherry in it. Okay, that's one. Some political views. This image is the numbing of the mind of TV. I don't know if you guys know this, but at the time, TV was big in the 70s and 80s. Everybody was sitting there watching TVs all day long. This for him meant that everybody is glued to the TV. Commentary on religion, heaven, hell, angels, this is the way he represented it. His barking dog. Barking dog represented the authoritarian government, that we should not be just followers. That was his way of representing. This is one of his famous barking dogs. Here we are. This was his representation of children. Innocence, purity, still not knowing what the world is about. God, this is a clean smell. Very clean smelling. Whereas this one was very fruity, cherry, berries, that type of direction. This is clean. Now this one, black and white, if you notice, every guy has an X on him. This meant a few things to Keith. One of them was that we are all marked by, here we are, here's one. This is a guy raising his hands, and the X is where the police are aiming at. Or more so for him was the shooting of Yoko Ono and, oh my God, it's slipping my mind. Darling?
Yes?
Yoko Ono and?
Oh my God. Paul McCartney.
No, not Paul McCartney. Come on. This is too funny. I am getting a brain freeze.
John Lennon.
John Lennon, yes. This was the shooting, represented the shooting of John Lennon, which he befriended and was very moved by. So a lot of this is the target of the human by the violence that was going on at the time. This fragrance on this, this is very ashy, very burnt, very much like you are in a library. If you can imagine leather couch, fireplace going, ash, that's the direction. And then I am going to leave this for you guys to get back to me. Does anyone know what the meaning of the running heart is? Does anyone know? Get back to me. Fragrance. Boy. So if it's red, what do you think the fragrance should be like? That's another question. When we make fragrance and we make candles, does the fragrance match the visual of the physical product? So if you were to take a guess, what would this be? That's all for today. Thank you.